Apocalypse chapter 21. The New Jerusalem described. 21:1. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was gone, and the sea is now no more. The first heaven and the first earth was gone, being changed, not as to their substance, but in their qualities. 21:2. And I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. 21:3. And I heard a great voice from the throne, saying, Behold the tabernacle of God with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself with them shall be their God. 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, nor sorrow shall be any more, for the former things are passed away. 21:5. And he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are most faithful and true. 21:6. And he said to me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To him that thirsteth, I will give of the fountain of the water of life, freely. 21:7. He that shall overcome shall possess these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, they shall have their portion in the pool burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 21:9. And there came one of the seven angels, who had the vials full of the seven last plagues, and spoke with me, saying, Come and I will shew thee the bride, the wife of the Lamb. 21:10. And he took me up in spirit to a great and high mountain, and he shewed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. 21:11. Having the glory of God, and the light thereof was like to a precious stone, as to the jasper stone even as crystal. 21:12. And it had a wall great and high, having 12 gates, and in the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 21:13. On the east, 3 gates, and on the north, 3 gates, and on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. 21:14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them, the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. 21:15. And he that spoke with me had a measure of a reed of gold, to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall. 21:16. And the city lieth in a foursquare, and the length thereof is as great as the breadth. And he measured the city with the golden reed for 12,000 furlongs, and the length and the height and the breadth thereof are equal. 21:17. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, the measure of a man, which is of an angel. The measure of a man, i.e., according to the measure of men, and used by the angel. This seems to be the true meaning of these words. 21:18. And the building of the wall thereof was of jasper stone, but the city itself pure gold like to clear glass. 21:19. And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, a chalcedony, the fourth, an emerald. 21:20. The fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, a topaz, the tenth, a chrysoprasus, the 11th, a jacinth, the 12th, an amethyst. 21:21. And the 12 gates are 12 pearls, one to each. And every several gate was of one several pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were, transparent glass. 21:22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty is the temple thereof, and the Lamb. 21:23. And the city hath no need of the sun, nor of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God hath enlightened it, and the Lamb is the lamp thereof. 21:24. And the nations shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. 21:25. And the gates thereof shall not be shut by day, for there shall be no night there. 21:26. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. 21:27. There shall not enter into it anything defiled or that worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the book of life of the Lamb. Apocalypse chapter 22. The water and tree of life. The conclusion. 22-1. And he shewed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. 22:2. In the midst of the street thereof, and on both sides of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 fruits, yielding its fruits every month. The leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations. 22:3. And there shall be no curse any more, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. 22:4. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. 22:5. And night shall be no more, and they shall not need the light of the lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall enlighten them, and they shall reign forever and ever. 22:6. And he said to me, these words are most faithful and true. And the Lord God of the spirits of the prophets sent his angel to shew his servant the things which must be done shortly. 22:7. And, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the words of the prophecy of this book. 22:8. And I, John, who have heard and seen these things, and, after I had heard and seen, I fell down to adore before the feet of the angel who shewed me the things. 22:9. And he said to me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them that keep the words of the prophecy of this book. Adore God. 22:10. And he saith to me, seal not the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. For the time is at hand, that is, when compared to eternity, all time and temporal things vanish, and are but of short duration. As to the time when the chief prediction should come to pass, we have no certainty, as appears by the different opinions, both of the ancient fathers and late interpreters. Many think that most things set down from the fourth chapter to the end will not be fulfilled till a little time before the end of the world. Others are of opinion that a great part of them, and particularly the fall of the wicked Babylon, happened at the destruction of paganism, by the destruction of heathen Rome, and its persecuting heathen emperors. Of these interpretations, Zelazar, in his long commentary, see the learned Bosnet, Bishop of Meaux, in his treatise on this book, and P. Alleman, in his notes on the same Apocalypse, Tom 12, who in his preface says, that this, in a great measure, may be now looked upon as the opinion followed by the learned men. In fine, others think that St. John's design was in a mystical way, by metaphors and allegories, to represent the attempts and persecutions of the wicked against the servants of God, the punishments that should in a short time fall upon Babylon, that is, upon all the wicked in general, the eternal happiness and reward, which God had reserved for the pious inhabitants of Jerusalem, that is, for his faithful servants, after their short trials and the tribulations of this mortal life. In the meantime we meet with many profitable instructions and admonitions, which we may easily enough understand, but we have no certainty when we apply these predictions to particular events. For as Saint Jerome takes notice, the Apocalypse has as many mysteries as words, or rather mysteries in every word. Apocalypsis Johannis. Habet sacramenta quat verba, verum dixi, in verbis singuli multiplicis latent intelligenti. Epat Polon, T4P 574. Edit. Benedict. 22:11. He that heardeth, let him hear still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is just, let him be justified still. And he that is holy, let him be sanctified still. Let him hear still. It is not an exhortation, or license to go on in sin, but an intimation, that how far soever the wicked may proceed, their progress shall quickly end, and then they must expect to meet with proportionable punishments. 22:12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to his works. 22:13. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. 22:14. Blessed are they that wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in by the gates into the city. 22:15. Without are dogs and sorcerers and unchaste and murderers and servers of idols and every one that loveth and maketh a lie. 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and stock of David, the bright and morning star. 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and he that heareth, let him say, come, and he that thirsteth, let him come, and he that will, let him take the water of life, freely. 22:18. For I testify to everyone that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, God shall add unto him the plagues written in this book. 22:19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from these things that are written in this book. 22:20. He that giveth testimony of these things, saith, Surely, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. 22:21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.